It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well play. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my floating neighbor? A little feather. Has three feathers sort of together. One, two, three. Isn't it pretty? Let's take it inside. Would you like to come inside? My, you're nice. Just found it on the way when I was coming to play with you. Come on in. Ready? It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Where should I put it? Well, I changed. No, I'll put it right in my watch here. There. Did you ever have a feather for a friend for a while? That's yellow. Pum 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 pum. See if the feather's still there. This. There you be. Okay. Gee, I've been thinking about that neighborhood of make-believe. All the trouble they've been having in there. Whee! That's a yellow balloon. Wonder who would have put that there. Well, one floating thing. I suppose that isn't too good to put on your ear, but I do want to check my shoes. Oh, you go on this arm, all right? There you go. What kinds of things do you know that float? Floating things. Be real quiet. Floating things hardly make a sound at all. Look. See? You could be a floating thing yourself, sure. Come on, Red Feather. Hey! Did you see these balloons, too? Who in the world brought these balloons? Here's a blue one. Oh, that's the kind that go up just like this one. I like this kind, too. Wait a minute now. Did you ever try to keep a balloon up in the air just as long as you could? The kind you blow up. There you go. Weep. I'll put this one back. We ask picture if it knows any floating things. See, this one's filled with air. This one. This is a green one. And this yellow one, if I would let it go, it would just go right up. You watch, I'll let them both go. And this one will probably go down because air is kind of heavy. But helium, that is really light. Now watch. A up on the ceiling it went. Farewell, yellow balloon. Well, your face. Oh, picture on the wall. Will you kindly show us all what you think of when you think of some floating things? Please? Picture likes balloons, too. This kind. Seem to be traveling. Look at them taking a trip. A balloon picnic. Off they go. Are those balloons, or are they bubbles? They're bubbles. They have their own special way of dancing, don't they? And what's that? Pretend you're blowing it. It's a dandelion. Now blow the dandelion. And we're off, way off into the water. Leaves floating on the water. Beautiful leaves falling into the water and floating. Oh, thank you very much, picture. Wasn't that beautiful? Why don't we pretend we're some of those things? Maybe the leaf. How would the leaf come down from the tree? Be a leaf, would you? Would you? Maybe your hand to leave. And is there water here? And into the water, and floating on the water. And then the water just carries you along. What'd you say? Oh, thank you. Hello? Daniel, how are you? Why, certainly. How did you know some helium-filled balloons here? Mr. McFeely brought them over. I wondered who brought them here today. Oh, you have an idea. Something peaceful. Yeah, well, we'll be glad to send them over. Would you like me to send them on the trolley? Oh, Lady Aberlin's coming for them. Well, we'll be glad to see her. When will she be here? 14 seconds. All right, we'll count to 14 and see if she really comes then. Okay, Daniel, good luck to you. You're all right, aren't you? Good. Bye-bye. Let's count to 14 and see if Lady Aberlin really comes right when Daniel said she would. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, I expected a knock. Hi, Betty. How are you?
Oh, fine.
Won't you come in?
Oh, yes.
No, not through the window.
Oh.
Through the door. How are you?
I'm fine.
You look great.
I just floated over.
Yeah, well, Daniel said you needed some balloons.
There they are.
Yeah, well, that's the kind that go up in the air.
That's the kind we need, I think.
Is it?
Oh, yes.
They're filled with helium.
Oh, wonderful.
And this is the kind that is filled with air.
Well, these are good to play with.
Yeah, they are.
But I think really we need this kind. See, what we want to do is to attach notes to the ends of the strings.
Uh-huh.
And then we float them over into the castle so that Great Uncle Friday will know that the whole neighborhood wants peace.
Oh, well, that's a good idea.
Do you think it would work?
Well, I hope so. Trouble is, he's in such a fighting kind of mood.
That, I know. Would you just pretend to be Great Uncle Friday?
Sure.
And then I'll tie this on and I'll see if it would work.
How will I do it?
Well, go up there, pretend, make believe that's the castle.
All right.
And I'll come over. We'd have to tie this on. Would you hold this for me?
Certainly.
You see, it just says peace.
This one says peace.
But I'm going to make a lot of them.
Good.
I'm going to make them all different messages, meaning the same thing.
Then you'll throw them to him.
I'll throw them over and I hope he'll catch them. I mean, they'll go up in the air, but maybe they'll come down so someone would grab them.
Okay.
That's what I have to see.
All right. So, I'll try. King Friday would walk slowly.
Now what?
Here I am looking out.
Now, I would be by Corny's factory, see, and I would just push them over like that.
What is this? What is this? Peace. How good.
You think?
Well, I hope so.
Oh, I hope it works. Oh, they're wonderful balloons.
You're welcome to them. Mr. McFeely brought them by here.
Oh, they're
You're
just...
not in your army outfit today.
No, I know. Well, I asked Great Uncle Friday for the day off.
Uh-huh.
See, because last night, in the middle of the night, Daniel came over to the barbed wire, and we got to talking about how sad the whole thing was.
Yeah.
And he asked me, didn't I think we could do something about all that separation? So that's what I'm doing.
Well, it's been going on for a week.
Too long.
I think this can work.
Do you?
Good luck to you.
Oh, thank you.
You go this way or the back way?
Well, I'll go out this way.
Farewell. I should call you Lady Eberlin now.
Farewell, Mr. Rogers. We'll tell you what happens.
Please do. Happiness to you in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Thank you.
Come on, let's go find out. Yeah, let's find out what is going to happen in there as she takes her balloons. It must be time for the trolley. That's Daniel's clock. She said it was Daniel's idea. There's the museum go round. Gee, I hope it'll work. Oh, there's X's tree and Henrietta's schoolhouse and the factory. There's the trolley. Hey, trolley, come on in. Come on in, trolley. I understand that there is peace afoot in the neighborhood. We hope it's going to work, trolley. Would you take us right away so we could see? Okay, please, we'll come with you. Ready to go? In we go.
One of our soldiers has the day off. You know which one I mean.
Lady Eberlin. Lady.
Oh, yes, Lady Eberlin. Yes, yeah. Of course, she's one of our troops. So, I expect you to be on extra special guard today, men.
Yes.
If there is any trouble, kindly fire a shot, and we shall all meet here for instructions. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I like that, sir. Would you do that again, please?
Yes, sir.
Good. Would you try one with the left hand, then?
With the left hand?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Good. Now, I'd like it a 1, 2, 3, a right, left, right.
A right, left, right, yes, sir.
Could you do that? Right, left, right. Very good. Now, you, Edgar. Oh, dear, I don't know the left. Right, left.
That's it.
Do you think I did
yes,
well?
Yes, yes, I think you're coming.
You could try once more, Edgar Cook.
A little higher, Edgar, yes.
Left.
That's it.
Right. Very good. Now, gentlemen, these are serious times, and I expect your full cooperation. If any trouble, fire the shot. We shall meet here for further inspection.
Yes,
yes
sir.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Edgar, what do you think he means by any trouble?
Well, he probably means that he's still afraid someone will make more changes. We'll make more changes.
Mm-hmm. I'd say he's going to a lot of trouble, wouldn't you?
I would say he is. Oh, but what a week it's been. And so many people have had their feelings.
Oh,
gentlemen.
So true, so...
Yes, gentlemen, Man your stations. There is no time for idle chatter.
Yes, sir.
I do hope that what you say will work.
Well, Mr. Rogers had some balloons, so Lady Aberlin went to get them.
Oh, it sounds like a great idea, Daniel. You know, you've got really wonderful ideas. In fact, I think you are the smartest tiger I ever knew.
Well, you know, we'll find out if it's a good idea or not, because, I mean, sometimes you try to do the best you can, and it always doesn't work right. But this time we will try very hard, because I want there to be peace in this neighborhood. It's been a hard time for everyone.
I know. I mean, I just feel as if there'd been some kind of a fence between here and over there at the castle, because King Friday feeling the way he does.
I know. And it's really nothing to worry about, is it?
No, I've kind of enjoyed the change myself. Just to me, it's sort of like that time that I changed the position of my bed down in my roots. I mean, I had it, you know, along that wall there.
Oh, yeah.
And then I put it against this wall over here. And you know what happened in the morning when I woke up after I changed it?
What happened?
Well, I just sort of saw the world a little differently, and I had some new ideas.
Hey, that's a wonderful way to look at it. Well, I sure hope that this idea will work. Hey, here comes Lady Aberlin now.
Oh, hi, Lady Aberlin.
Hi, X.
Boy, do you ever look nifty with all those balloons.
Thank you. Aren't they beautiful?
Oh, they're great. Do you have the tags on the bottom?
Yes, I put them on. Look, see if you like them.
Good. Let me see.
Can you see? Love, this one says.
Oh, yeah. That one's
good. Peaceful coexistence.
Peaceful coexistence? What in the world does that mean?
Peaceful coexistence.
Yeah?
Means existing together, or living together.
Oh, living together in peace.
Yes, that's right.
Hey, that's
good for you. Idea.
Well, good for you for thinking it up.
Let me play with them just 1 minute.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah. They're light.
Sure are.
I think they'll float just over the castle.
I better not poke my beak into it. I don't want one to break.
Oh no.
Let me try there just a minute. Hey, you are flying balloons, I'll tell you.
Aren't they beautiful?
Yeah, I fly too. Try yourself. Did they take you up a little bit?
Oh, yes. Wait, if I let myself get... There.
Nifty-galifty, I'll tell
X,
you.
Hold it.
Hey, come on down.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I think we should do?
Mm-mm.
I think we should meet over at the factory, because that's the best launching place.
Oh, right. Yes, I think we should.
Hey, I wonder if Corny would think it was all right.
Oh, yes. He said that we could launch it from his factory.
Hey, great. Okay, then we'll meet you over there.
Okay.
I'll come the back way. Will you, X?
Yeah, I will.
And right. Do you think Henrietta Pussycat would want to come?
Hey, no. She's down in my roots. I tell you, she has been so frightened with all of the anger that she just hadn't been able to come out.
Oh, well, I don't blame her in a way. I sure hope this works.
Yeah, and when we go, would you close our knot hole, please, so she doesn't hear it?
Okay. Yes, I will.
Come on, Daniel.
We'll see you over at the factory.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye now.
Thanks.
There. I'll just push him over just like that. Oh, you beautiful balloons. You'll be just right. I'll push him over and I'll...
Hey there. How are you, Lady Aberlin?
Hi, I'm fine. Did you see my signs?
Hey, they're great.
Do you think they'll work?
Boy, I hope so. You gonna launch it here all by yourself?
Well, no. Daniel and X will be coming in. Here they are.
Oh, hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Well, I guess we're all ready to start.
Yeah.
Well, this is the best place I know that's closest to the castle. I surely hope it'll work.
So do I.
How do you think you're going to start him?
Well, I think I'll just send one over and see what happens.
Okay.
Let's just wish it well. Good luck, balloon.
Good luck, balloon.
Good luck, balloon.
Hey, good luck, balloon.
Oh.
What is it? What is it? What are these things? What? Oh, I must tell King Friday. I must tell King Friday. Fire the cannon! Fire the cannon! Fire the cannon! Man your stations! Fire the cannon!
What is it, King Friday? Edgar!
Paratroopers!
Edgar, man the cannon!
What is your name, rank, and serial number, lady?
Oh, great Uncle Friday, you know my name. It's Lady Aberlin. Just read the bottom of the signs, won't you?
Look at this, King Friday.
What is it?
They're not paratroopers, they're messages of peace. Look at this, tenderness.
Messages of peace?
Peaceful coexistence.
Wait.
Isn't that marvelous? They're peaceful messages, sir.
Well, stop all fighting.
Peaceful coexistence.
Stop all fighting now.
Oh,
my, that is such a surprise.
Yes.
Hey, what's all this going on here? What is all this going on?
There's a lot of excitement around here, Lady Elaine.
Well, it's all your fault, Lady Elaine.
You mean all this excitement is my fault?
That's what I mean.
Well, I'm delighted. Now, what is going on?
Well, it's been a war against change.
Yes.
And I shall have a meeting with you inside immediately.
Oh, dear. Well, toot toot, everybody. Wish me luck.
Mm-hmm. You'll need it, Lady Fairchild. Come in. Come in.
Hey, Lady Aberlin. Hey,
yeah.
Hey, it looks like everything's fine. We can take down this barbed wire.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, boy, isn't that terrific?
Yeah.
Could you give me a hand here? We can...
Oh, yes.
Oh, look out, Daniel. We're going to take this barbed wire down.
Oh, that's
it
wonderful.
It worked, Daniel.
Oh, it did work.
It was a good idea, Daniel.
Yes,
I'm so glad, because we wanted everybody to have peace, didn't we?
You know, it was Daniel's idea.
Hey, boy. Congratulations to you, Daniel.
Congratulations, Daniel.
Thank you.
It's really, really good.
Well, thanks for sending them all off so well.
It really did
work. Here comes a trolley. Let's tell it, okay?
Hey, trolley.
Right. Trolley.
Trolley.
Look.
Everything's peaceful again in the neighborhood.
Everything's peaceful coexistence,
it's
Trolley.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Great.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Oh, isn't it?
For a minute, I wondered if it really was going to work. Peace. Isn't peace wonderful? And they're all saying it. Looked to me as if King Friday was very, very pleased that peace had come to his land. Oh, gee, floating things. How did we know that that was going to be the way that the neighborhood of make-believe told the castle that they wanted peace? Did you see them go over? And what did King Friday think they were right at first? Paratroopers! He thought they were paratroopers coming down to invade his land. But all he had to do was to read the sign that was underneath. Oh, that was a special time. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful that it's over, and I know you are too. Our visits are almost over for this week. But you know we'll be visiting with you next week. I like to think of that. And I'd like to think of you as you sometimes go to bed at night. Because that's a special time too. We have a song in our house. Not everybody sings a song, but we do. Just before we go to sleep. Called Good Night God. Good night God, and thank you for this very lovely day. Thank you too for us at work and at our play. Thank you for our families, for each and every friend. Forgive us, please, for anything we've done that might offend. Keep us safe and faithful, God. Tell us what to do. Good night, God, and thank you, God, for letting us love you. Good night, God, and thank you, God, for letting us love you. I'm grateful to be able to love you. Mm-hmm. And grateful to be able to visit with you. Uh-huh. Not tomorrow, but I'll be thinking about you tomorrow. 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 We'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Or 2, 1, 2. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. He will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day a special day and each week a special week by just your being you. Bye. Have a good weekend.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.